Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 24, Tzaneen 28.
Got a stationary truck in Centurion. It's on the N14 south after the Eophius Road exit, causing slow-moving traffic and delays in Woodmead. Woodmead Drive northbound towards Maxwell Drive.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has appealed for South Africa's help in securing the return of over 400 Ukrainian children taken to Russia during the war. Speaking via interpreter during his visit to Pretoria, Zelensky said many of the children were taken against their will and are being held in harsh conditions. He thanked President Cyril Ramaphosa for supporting peace efforts and urged stronger global pressure on Russia to end the war.
I truly hope that President Ramaphosa will help us to bring them home indeed. We strongly believe that the President and all other partners in Africa will help us to stop Russia, to force Putin to engage in the full-scale ceasefire.
The Democratic Alliance says they will now be pushing hard for a necessary spending review. This after Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana decided to withdraw the decision to hike the value-added tax rate by 0.5 percentage points. DA Federal Chairperson Helen Ziller.
It's going to have to be a spending review. We're going to have to look at where we can cut waste, not frontline services, and where we can protect the poor especially from any increase in taxation that makes them have to choose between putting food on the table or putting their children into school because no longer are the VAT increases affordable.
Meanwhile, the EFF is calling for the immediate resignation of Godongwana and National Treasury Director General Duncan Peterter. EFF spokesperson Sinawa Tambo.
The budget failed to respond decisively to the crisis of unemployment and poor economic growth that now threatens a national economic collapse. South Africans need jobs and economic growth urgently, and the state is the only institution with the capacity to respond. Yet the National Treasury remains obsessed with an unscientific fiscal anger strategy that will only plunge South Africa into a deeper crisis.
And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says no region is being spared from accelerating climate change catastrophes. The crisis is deepening poverty and fueling conflict and instability. Guterres and Brazilian President Lula da Silva co-chaired the Climate Leaders Summit yesterday, bringing together 17 leaders from major economies and climate vulnerable countries.
Last year, we had the hottest day of the hottest months of the hottest year in the hottest decades. And with the present national action plans in relation to climate, we will get to the end of the century with an increase of temperature of 2.6 degrees. And that will be catastrophic.
I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdnieuwsdier. Oekraïense president is reeds op pad terug huis toe na historische bezoek aan Suid-Afrika.
30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop on Jacaranda FM.
I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, you, cause it goes on and on and on. And it goes on. Came to move, 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 move. Get out the way of me and my crew, 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 crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. You, you came here to do.